Frankly, I think conventional wisdom was that 3 years ago, after VA had the stolen laptop, that my goodness, they and everyone else pretty much learned their lesson, and that VA had taken pretty dramatic steps to harden everything to make sure that laptops were encrypted and that this wasn't going to happen again. Apparently, conventional wisdom, just not right.
Well, actually, VA has taken some steps to improve the security over its systems and laptops. And indeed, VA has encrypted most, if not all, of their laptops that it owns and of the agency's laptops. However, and they've also issued a number of new policies and procedures. However, they still have a long ways to go to actually implement those policies and procedures, and they still experience quite a few significant information security shortcomings. You know, you mentioned these last couple of incidents that were identified during the hearing yesterday. Well, those also occurred on a contractor's laptops. In one incident, as I understand from the hearing, sensitive veterans' information, I think it was like on 644 veterans, was stolen when a laptop that was owned and operated by a contractor was stolen. And so it wasn't an agency laptop, but it was a contractor laptop, and that information was not encrypted.
So where has progress been made? It sounds like just getting all the laptops encrypted is a fairly major step. And if you had to prioritize for VA, what still needs to be done?
Well, I think there's several things that need to be done. First and foremost, VA has identified, as has the VA's IG and their independent auditor, literally thousands of vulnerabilities on its systems. And so I guess, you know, first, VA needs to aggressively mitigate those known vulnerabilities to make sure that they have the appropriate resources there to correct them. And because once they get those done, they would make a great deal of progress. One of the issues that were identified during the course of the audits over the last few years is that even when VA closes out some of these vulnerabilities, they're not actually effectively implemented a safeguard to mitigate that vulnerability. So one of the things that VA will also have to do as it mitigates the vulnerabilities that they're aware of is to make sure when they do close out those weaknesses that they effectively address them. Another key control for them that they need to do is to effectively implement a number of automated mechanisms to monitor systems and networks so that they can identify and then remediate known vulnerabilities and weaknesses as they occur. It's important to keep monitoring the security over their systems because, as you know from previous discussions on information security, there are new threats, new vulnerabilities that arise literally every day. And so agencies, including VA, needs to be vigilant and aggressively monitoring the security over their systems. And finally, I would also say that they need to establish and implement appropriate oversight mechanisms to assure that their security is appropriately implemented and hold people accountable, including top-level employees and executives at VA, accountable for their roles and responsibilities in assuring proper security throughout the organization.
And I think for some people who don't deal with this issue regularly, they go, well, come on, 3 years ago they got this big wake-up call and they don't seem to have taken that wake-up call very seriously. But you're saying they have taken it seriously. It's just this is such a large problem, but also an ongoing issue.
It is. And one of the things that after that May 2006 incident, Congress passed a law called the Veterans Benefit Health Care and IT Act of 2006. That gave greater authority to the VA's chief information officer to implement and enforce security controls across the department. Prior to then, much of VA's information security responsibilities was kind of decentralized. So that act has helped to bring greater centralization to the security over VA systems, which is important because security is only as strong as the weak link. And if you have different organizations or elements within an organization following different security standards and policies are not consistently applying those policies, it could have an impact on other elements of the organization. So one of the steps that has led to some improvements is the centralization of that responsibility. At the same time, though, they have a large number of vulnerabilities in just about all of the security control categories that we examine and review. For example, they have weaknesses in access controls, which are those controls that are designed to prevent, limit, or detect unauthorized access to resources. Configuration management controls, which are those that are intended to assure that only authorized software programs are placed into operation, as well as other controls related to segregation duties, which, you know, help to ensure that only that an individual could not perform inappropriate activities without being detected. And what we have found going through and reviewing prior reports is that VA has had weaknesses in each of those areas in each of the last 4 years.
Yeah, in fact, you have this chart in the report where it says where do they have weaknesses, and as you say, access control, configuration management, segmentation of duties, contingency planning, and security management. Check. Over 4 years.
That's correct.
And I think people outside are going, hold on, so what's getting worked on? Why haven't they made progress on any of these areas?
Well, I think, as we mentioned, it's a very dynamic environment, and it's a large, complex computing environment at VA. It's, by some measures, the second largest federal department, and it has over 400,000 users that they have to account for. And so it's a very large organization, and it's a very complex environment. You know, I mentioned before that there are new vulnerabilities that are being issued and identified every day. Software defects, vulnerabilities, new threats. And so it's a very dynamic environment that creates challenges for agencies.
And I think a lot of people see the new VA CIO, not so new anymore, he's been there for a while now, Roger Baker, as being, he really seems to be taking the reins of this agency and trying to rein it in. But as you say, this is a big agency, centralized yet decentralized, and has a real history of the parts almost trouble managing all the parts, because it's like herding cats.
Right, and as you mentioned too, Roger Baker's been there for about a year now, I understand. And before then, there had been some turnover at key positions at VA, including the CIO as well as the Chief Information Security Officer. Now they have who appear to be very capable professionals in those positions, but they're still, much more that needs to be done and that needs to be worked on.
Although I think the security post still vacant right now, so in between people. I got to read one part of your the report, and
sure,
we have it linked up on Doraback Insider, because it sounds almost like you're trying to express frustration in a way. In previous reports over the past several years, GAO has made numerous recommendations to VA aimed at improving the effectiveness of the department's effort to strengthen information security practices and to ensure that security issues are adequately addressed. Am I reading between the lines with almost a frustration saying, hey, come on, we're trying to help you here?
Well, I won't say we're frustrated. What I'll say is that we do follow up on all of our recommendations. Some of the recommendations we make were implemented by VA. Others, they're addressing. And we will go back this year to verify whether or not they've actually fully implemented our recommendations. And I might just add, too, that VA is not alone. Even though they have had these long-standing weaknesses, many federal agencies, in fact, most of them, experience significant weaknesses in all these controls as well.
Well, and 3 years ago when that laptop got stolen, accidentally, but stolen, every other CIO that I know was going, oh my God, there, but for the grace of God.
Yes, and indeed, just to give you an appreciation of that. For example, VA has been reporting a material weakness in its information security controls for I think 13 years in a row over its financial systems. They were one of six agencies this year in fiscal year 2009 to report such a weakness. But 15 other federal agencies out of the 24 major agencies also reported significant deficiencies over their financial systems. Of those control categories I mentioned earlier, like access controls and configuration management, where VA has had longstanding weaknesses in each of those, most of the other federal agencies have the same. For example, out of those 24 CFO Act agencies, 22 reported weaknesses in access controls. 23 reported weaknesses in configuration management and security management. So it is a government-wide issue, has been for a long time. GAO has identified government-wide information security as a high-risk area since 1997.
It's a very, very difficult issue. Gregory Wilshusen is the Director of Information Technology Security Issues at GAO. How can people get a hold of this this report?
They can go to our website at www.gao.gov and click on GAO products and then enter in our report number, which is GAO-10-727T.